You are now tuned in to Sheriff Says What's Up. This is your boy Sheriff. Let's get it.
What's up, everybody? What's up? What's up? Yo, apparently Trump's got mass graves going on. People are being buried right now, from what I understand. There's drone footage. Look up on Twitter, Trump burial pits. Look that up. Go check out the video. Now this is posted drone footage. Check it out. Just search that term, Trump burial pit, and it'll pop up. So anyways, I wanted to ask, like, if they're not coronavirus patients, which we all know is a scam at this point, because I proved it consecutive times over and over, what do you think of their, what are they burying there? Or who are they burying? What happened to these people? So anyways, let's talk about surgical masks and N95 masks. They are not going to protect you from this sickness. Okay, I'm going to say that again. Even if there was a sickness out there, those types of masks, it doesn't matter what kind of mask you wear, unless it's a freaking gas mask, they're not going to protect you. You hear me? A gas mask will protect you, not an N95 mask or a surgical mask. It won't be as near effective as, let's say, washing your hands like traditional people have been doing traditionally. You know, safe people, clean people. Yeah. And I don't understand this mass hysteria with the whole mask. It's so stupid. They don't want you seeing who people like me and other people running for office who are actually trying to do a good thing. They don't want you to remember our faces. They definitely don't want you to remember our names. And the reason I say these masks won't protect is because I had a baby mama situation where she had a C-section. And the doctor and everybody was wearing masks. But wouldn't you know, baby mama got a C-section infection anyways. Something ain't right. Something ain't right. I was pissed. I was pissed that she had an infection. It's like, dude, you know what that doctor said too while we were in the hospital and she was pulling the baby out right before all this started? She's like, oh yeah, we got our shit together. And they laughed because it was sarcastic, because they obviously don't have their shit together. Like, what the fuck? Why does nobody have their shit together anymore? What the fuck is going on? You know, this is all because they want to put up 5G towers. Like, it's fucking nuts. 5G towers have got people going insane right now in China. China is destroying 5G masts, which are the towers. The radiation from the 5G in China, it's a secret. They're not telling you about that. That's not on the news. They're just blaming China for this. Like, what? That makes absolutely no sense. And besides, if you got radiation, are you really gonna be contagious? I mean, maybe so, like, but people are walking around with radiation treatment all the time. And they're the ones, you know, with the radiation. But what do I know? I don't know very much about radiation. That's one of my limits, you know what I'm saying? But don't think that there aren't plenty of experts out there that give me their opinion. Lots of them do. Lots of people give me their opinion. Why? Look at who the fuck I am, bitch. So yeah, China is destroying these 5G masks. They can't stand it. They're pissed. You know why? Because 5G causes these virus symptoms. Not coronavirus. Not COVID-19. 5G radiation sickness. Those symptoms. You know, I told both Trump and Pence about this 5G sickness. But they did it anyways. They're trying to do this anyways. They asked for my opinion, which was a general public's opinion, right? And I said, slam. Well, I can't remember if like they asked for it or not, but they got it either way. Like, bitch, you ain't about to do 5G. What the fuck is wrong with 4G? Nothing. There ain't nothing wrong with 4G. Jeez Louise. You guys are willing to sacrifice years and years and years off of your life just for a little bit of 5G? Just to download that song that much faster? Just to download that YouTube video in ways you're not supposed to because they don't want you to? Just so you can do that? So you're gonna trade, like, a handful of entertainment, which is very cheap and short-lived, for 5G sickness and radiation? So much radiation, your body can't take it? Wow. Wow. That's like that white girl in that one photo with all the niggas around her and they all in underwears. It's like, who invited the white girl to the Mandingo party? Like, goddamn. Too many guys. Yeah, I mean, like, dude, I told them about this and they're doing it anyways. They don't listen to the public. They're my fucking employee, just like they're your employee. And I'm pretty sure you don't want this sickness. Why do you think everybody's disappearing from the public and faking their death? They're going underground while they fuck us up above ground. Does that make you happy to know that? And that's the goddamn truth. I don't give a fuck who fucking says, oh, nah, that's full of shit. Fact of the matter is, this is all being posted and said from shill accounts, fake accounts, so you don't know who's saying it. Can you really? Okay, let me ask you a question. If somebody walks up to you in a clown mask and talks nothing but bullshit to you, are you really gonna believe a fucking guy in a goddamn clown mask? No, you probably ain't gonna trust them at all. I'm gonna read something to you. There's a post on mine that has a printout. The printout is very informative. It says, there was never a COVID-19. Coronavirus is fake. It was a huge cover-up to allow deployment of 5G network towers, which are the real cause for the virus deaths. They are releasing extreme amounts of radiation to your body through your phone signal. The 5G will also give government access to the information and location through an RFID chip in the vaccine said to immunize you. You will lose all rights to privacy, bank, and personal info. Don't take the vaccine. You hear that? Do not take the vaccine. Our governments are lying to us. Please be aware. Pass the message. Research. We need to stop this. You've now been warned. You've heard what's going on. So you want to sit there and believe other people? And then you get sick? Okay, that's on you. Can you believe how many people are defending this virus right now? Wow, 5G is the real culprit. It's ridiculous. You know, and Bill Gates is code-wording digital chipping. He's calling it a digital certificate. And he's also trying to convince the public that a microchip will heal you of the virus. That is insanity. That's unheard of. That's not real. Please tell me how a microchip inside your body is going to get rid of sickness. Yeah, right. That's only going to make you more sick. That's insanity. Did you ever see that one movie, The Kingsman? Watch the first one. I haven't seen the second one, I don't think. But watch the first one. It tells you everything you need to know about 5G and RFID chipping. Watch what happens whenever the radiation from the phone hits the people to a certain degree. They have a meltdown and start killing each other. So I'm sorry if I spoiled anything. But in case you've never watched the movie, you at least need to know that goes on in the movie. So Gates is trying to convince the public that a microchip will heal you of the virus. That is unheard of. That's absurd. And what they're going to do is use it like they were using the Jew badges. Do you remember that in the Nazi era? In the Nazi era, they had Jew badges to identify you as a Jew so they could demean you and know who you were. It was a signification to show that you were inferior. Even though you weren't necessarily inferior, they would put that badge on you and then treat you as such. Does that make sense? So there's a fighter, and his name is Shamrock. He just, you know, That's just what we know about Shamrock. Well, he refuses to get the chip. He says it's against his beliefs. Then guess what? A clown troll account came on underneath called Rufio Rage or something like that. And they're saying, oh, why wouldn't you get the chip just because it's against your beliefs? Like, that's all he has to say. It's against his beliefs. Now, mind your own beeswax. You should have seen a crappy scene. You just go to the Dude Shamrock page. It's on my Twitter, at Chance Campaign. I'm sorry, his name is Rufio Rush. So let's start from Ken Shamrock's tweet. Bill Gates is saying he is working on a vaccine for the virus that would take an implant chip to fight the virus. Me, personally, would never put a chip in my body. Goes against my beliefs. Rufio Rush says, Ken, please stop tweeting conspiracy theories. You're helping spread misinformation. If you're not seeing this information from multiple trusted verified sources, there is a chance it's fake. This is one of those things. I say, quote unquote, Rufio. Please stop telling a grown-ass man what to do. You're helping spread the coronavirus hoax, and you know it. If you're not seeing the forest from the trees, then you might want to pull your head out of your ass. It's just one of those things. Kissy face emoji, unicorn. Like, fag. I'm hearing a lot of bullshit about a virus and not seeing a single victim. Someone show me said victims. Oh yeah, that's right. There are none. I cannot stand Doug Ducey. Or Doug Ducey. He's an Arizona governor. I said, define global pandemic, Doug Ducey. Do you see that word global? That means it's happening worldwide on a basketball-shaped earth, which neither are proven to be true. Since you claim global pandemic, then why don't you explain to me and all the rest of these good people why the incumbent coward in the Oval Office couldn't strike a deal with India during his recent visit, and the global pandemic, as you put this, hasn't touched India at all? You are the biggest shill in the goddamn industry. Why don't you just go fuck yourself already? I know that whenever you said you would help that incumbent piece of shit build the wall and provide border security, which are the exact words that got you elected, I didn't think you'd be getting a fake tan and Cheeto dust on your lips like this, you coward. I'm absolutely sick of this. Trump says the invisible virus is in retreat. Peter Alexander asks, without more testing, how would you know? Trump answers, we'll know when nobody's getting sick anymore. MSNBC. I said, people get sick every day. What the fuck is this rhino even talking about? To explain Leaky Fossey in depth, after realizing that no one's buying his bullshit projection, Leaky Fossey lowers his guesstimation to 60K. Literally, the first number that popped into his head, with no consideration for the fact that we all know that he's lying about this coronavirus being a real thing. So we got a hoax denier. They don't want to admit that they know that this is a hoax, and they're still trying to push the agenda. Well, they're saying that they have 20 people that they know with this virus. Five of my closest friends are in the hospital as we speak, saying it's the worst flu of their life and that they can't breathe. And I said, oh, bullshit. Drinking the Kool-Aid is dangerous. Bullshit, what? And I'm like, didn't you get the memo? It's fake. And she just, you know, she then switched over to saying that it was her family members. It was no longer her best friends. Those five of her best friends no longer exist. She completely switched it over from that to saying that it's multiple people in her family that have it. I said, okay, great. Introduce me to any of them. One of them. Some of them. Who? Who got this? She didn't tell me. She said that they're on her Instagram. And I said, great. Introduce me. I'm not letting you onto my Instagram. I'm like, okay, whatever. All right. They're not gonna introduce me because they know I'm gonna catch them bullshitting. I will catch them lying. Let me tell you something. She knew she screwed up whenever I told her that I'm scary smart after she resorted to calling me an idiot because she knew she couldn't pull one over on me. Like, she seriously knew she fucked up when she called me an idiot, and I turned around and told her that I'm scary smart. You know, like, she got so freaked out, she couldn't even type correctly. You know, she couldn't convince me, and she knew I caught a lion. So, yeah, she resorted to calling me an idiot. And then, whenever I told her to spread her bullshit scam elsewhere, She blocked me. It's pretty funny. Even if she didn't block me, like, I already know, and I grabbed all the screenshots. So her blocking me didn't even really matter, did it?